Hi there, and welcome to the very first episode of When in Spain. My name's Paul Burge. Thank you for joining me. I'm speaking to you from the very centre of the capital city of Madrid, from one of the very oldest neighbourhoods called La Latina. Well, I've been living and working in Spain for around 3 years. And this new podcast really is to introduce anybody who's interested to the Spanish way of life, culture, lifestyle, my personal insights and observations into the country, the people, really trying to give a flavour of what it's like to live here on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, it will be warts and all. I'm not going to romanticise the idea of living in Spain. It is absolutely fantastic. I personally love the way of life here. But of course, it does come with its fair share of frustrations and annoyances as well. Spain does have this sort of cliche of being a place absolutely sinking in bureaucracy and paperwork. And well, yeah, that is actually quite true. But no, what I really want to say is that I want to look at the real life on the ground here, what it's like to live here. And I hope that this podcast will be useful for anybody really who is thinking about coming to live and work in Spain in the future, or for anybody who's recently arrived and just making their way here. I also hope it'd be useful for anyone who has simply a passing interest or curiosity in Spain and the Spanish culture and lifestyle. Also for people who just come here on holiday as well. I'm based in Madrid. As I say, I've been living here for a few years now. So a lot of the focus of my podcasts will be looking at life here in the capital. But I also will be getting out and about to various other cities and regions. I do tend to travel around the country fairly often, usually once a month, or if I'm lucky, a bit more often than that. I'm also thinking that I would like to offer my personal advice on how to do things, how to get things done in Spain, if you're thinking of moving here. I know how challenging it can be just moving to a new country, especially if you don't know any of the language, but certainly on top of that, having to deal with bureaucracy, paperwork, not really knowing sort of where to start. So during this podcast show, I will in the future aim to give you some kind of how-to guides and how to sort various things out that you might need to do if you are thinking of coming to live and work here, or indeed if you have already arrived. Things like how to open a bank account, how to get your residency sorted out if you need one. I know that there are various rules depending on whether you're a European citizen or whether you're coming from a country outside the EU, like the USA. I'll be looking at basic day-to-day things, how to find somewhere to live, which actually, depending where you are in Spain, can be incredibly difficult. I know that it took me really about 6 months to find somewhere here in Madrid. This also depends on what time of year you arrive, but it's incredibly challenging depending on what kind of thing you're looking for. So I'll, in a future podcast, devote an episode to that kind of thing, finding somewhere to live, looking at the different neighbourhoods in Madrid, and also looking at other cities around Spain as well, in terms of living, finding places to live. What else? Well, another really important thing, obviously, when you move to a new country, as I found, is making friends. It can be initially a bit of a lonely experience. I certainly remember my first days here in Madrid, wandering around the city sort of on my own, hoping to bump into some English speakers who I could sort of latch on to and make friends with. But no, in the longer term, there are absolutely millions of ways that you can make friends, as in any city. A very common thing to do is something called an intercambio, which is sort of like an exchange of languages. In Madrid, there must be dozens and dozens of these intercambio nights, which are organized. And what it is basically a native English speaker goes along to a bar. In fact, well, a whole group of native English speakers go along to a bar, and a whole load of Spanish speakers go along to a bar. And usually there's an organizer. And, well, you just spend half the night practicing English with Spanish speakers and the other half of the night practicing Spanish with English speakers, depending on whether you're English or Spanish. But the idea is you spend a good chunk of time just chatting informally in English and Spanish with each other. And it's a fantastic way to meet people. I've made many, many friends through intercambios over the years. I think every city I've ever been to in Spain has at least one, but most cities have several, which are organized on a weekly basis, really, throughout the year. And another option is there is a website called Conversation Exchange. In fact, there are a few others, but I know that one that I used when I first arrived here in Spain was called conversationexchange.com, I think. And you can put a little free advert about yourself. You just make a little profile about who you are, maybe your age, maybe what kind of level you have in Spanish, what kind of things you might like to talk about, your hobbies, your interests. And then you post your advert for free. And people usually get in touch with you to say, hi, yes, I'm interested. Are you free on Wednesday evenings? And the most usual thing to do is that people quite like to go for a beer or a coffee, somewhere quite informal, for a chat. And it's a great way of meeting people. And also, it has been known that people do sort of use it as a covert way to, develop a romantic connection with someone. I certainly know a few people who have found boyfriends and girlfriends, etc., through these kinds of meetings. But it's a fantastic way of making friends, and it's obviously a great way of practicing your Spanish with a native Spanish speaker, a great way of learning real Spanish. Obviously, depending on what you're doing here, if you're working, colleagues, although I will say that, in my opinion, after work socializing in Spain is probably less common than, well, in my experience, I'm from the UK. I know that in the UK, it's quite common, you know, once you get to know your colleagues, to go for drinks after work or to arrange to meet up sometimes at weekends. It does seem, doesn't seem to happen as much here in Spain. I think people seem to kind of keep themselves to themselves a bit more. Maybe not always, but I think to a lesser extent, this seems to happen here in Spain. But obviously, if you're working with people from lots of different countries, it might be different. You might have the opportunity to socialize after work. Other things, just general practicalities, how to sort out things like mobile phones, where to buy a SIM card. If you're renting a place, you might need to sort out water or gas or utilities, which can be, again, quite tricky. So I will, in the future of the series, be offering lots of more detailed how-to guides about sorting this kind of thing out. As I say, bureaucracy in Spain can be frustrating, but it's just part of life here. But as I say, the pros, for me certainly, have definitely outweighed the cons so far. What else? Well, I will be looking at, as I said earlier, observations about life here, the little nuances, the little differences from my experience comparing life in the UK to life in Spain. The little things that sort of make life interesting and different and curious on a sort of day-to-day basis. There are lots of kind of little cultural nuances and differences in everyday life, which are, again, fascinating, curious, sometimes can be incredibly frustrating as well. But it all makes for a thoroughly interesting time, never really a dull moment. I will be giving some kinds of reviews and recommendations during the series as well for places to sort of see and visit. But I really want to give more of an irreverent look at, I won't say the sort of touristic side of things. This series isn't really going to be a sort of a tour guide of different places in Spain. But, you know, I will mention places that I think are really worth seeing if you're coming to visit or if you're living here already, whether it be cities, regions, or very, very specific sites, monuments, cafes, bars, restaurants, etc. I'm not going to be reviewing cafes, bars, and restaurants per se. That's not really what I want this podcast to be about. I will give a nod to some places occasionally, which I think are really worth mentioning. But on the whole, I'm not going to be doing a sort of weekly rundown of, you know, where to eat the best patatas bravas or where to get the best cup of coffee or things like that. My personal interest is in the sort of real Spain, the traditional Spain. So I'm not really going to be looking at things about where to buy a flat white coffee and where to get smashed avocado on sourdough bread and things like this. My interest really is in the real, real Spanish Spain, the España Profunda, the deep Spain. That's where my interest lies. So I will be looking at lots of different things, lifestyle, music, people, politics, what it's like to live here, but work here as well, the ups and downs of life in Spain, and some kind of aspects of travel as well, travel reviews, some loose guides to places. I wanted to talk a little bit about my background. I, as I say, moved here about 3 years ago. And it was a long-held ambition of mine to move to Spain. I had visited the country many, many times and had Spanish friends back in the UK. And so I used to go and visit them at any opportunity and bit by bit fell in love with the Spanish capital, Madrid, and decided to up sticks and quit my life back home in the UK, in Oxford, where I'm from, and latterly where I was working before I moved here in London. Really wanted to just a fresh start, something new and exciting. I had a fairly long career in journalism and content writing. I moved into corporate work as well. And when I first arrived here in Madrid, I continued working in that line of work. I worked for a small startup company doing PR, marketing, content writing, a bit of a mixed bag. And I was there for around a year, but I kind of got to a point where I was fed up with the office environment, sitting at a desk looking at a computer screen for 40 hours a week. Felt like I was sort of robbing me of the opportunity to really get out and about more into Spanish life. So after about a year, I decided to leave and I took a bit of time out and I did a training course to become an English teacher, and which is what I do now, as many people do in Spain. Many English speakers will find that there is really an abundance of work here in Spain for EFL teaching, particularly in the bigger cities. So I went off back home for a few months and I got myself a CELTA qualification and came back and started working as an English teacher, and I teach university students and adults. I love the sort of face-to-face, very sociable side of the job. There can be challenging times as well with some students, but on the whole, I really enjoy it. And I balance this with, my old work, doing content writing and marketing and PR on a sort of freelance basis with a handful of companies here in Madrid. So, yeah, that's a bit of my background. So I think I'm fairly well placed to give a decent insight into what it's like to build a life here in Spain, and also give, I hope, some quite sort of interesting and accurate and hopefully sometimes amusing insights into life here. Just one quick mention, one of my inspirations really to start this podcast and also really actually to come and live and work in Spain was a guy called Ben Curtis, who started a blog a long time ago and a podcast probably back in about the mid-2000s, about 2005. And he started a blog and a podcast, again, about life in Madrid and life in Spain. I think he's since stopped producing these podcasts now. But for me, they were a fantastic source of information and inspiration that really made me want to learn more about Spain and come and live in Spain. Notes from Spain is his website. It's still there, and it's absolutely really, really worth visiting and having a look at. Incidentally, when I was learning Spanish, I also used his resources. He also produced a very good, well, he's still producing it, a very good language course called Notes in Spanish. So if you're thinking of learning or practicing your Spanish, he has fantastic resources, fantastic free podcasts that are really worth listening to. I don't personally know Ben Curtis, but so I'm not plugging his products, but I just know for me, if for anyone who's interested in moving to Spain, learning Spanish, that his websites are really, really worth checking out. Speaking of links and websites, I have also set up a website to accompany this podcast called wheninspain.org. It's very new. With every podcast that I publish, I will include show notes, links, further information relating to the podcast there. I also hope to spend time writing and blogging about life in Spain as well. So where the podcast will correspond to the website, I really hope that the website will give more in-depth information and resources connected with whatever theme I will be talking about. During the course of the series of podcasts, I will be completely open to any ideas and feedback, questions. I think really that's all I wanted to say. This first podcast is just really an introduction to tell you a bit about When in Spain and a bit about myself and who I am and say hello. And the plan is for this to be a weekly podcast, time permitting. And each week, as I say, we'll be looking in detail at one aspect of Spanish life and culture. So anyway, thank you for listening. Until the next time, adios.